This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we get ready for the NFL Draft and the Browns' first pick coming on Friday at pick 54, ESPN NFL Insider. He is with his 30th NFL Draft covered for ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, Sal Palantonio joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sal Pal, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. That was a great introduction. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, and thank you very much. I got a question to ask you. This is way off the beaten path. Here we go. Have you ever sat courtside for an NBA game?
Oh, yeah, several times in Philadelphia and in New York. Absolutely. I covered some Sixers back when Allen Iverson was in the heyday, the NBA Finals against the L.A. Lakers. I actually was pressed into service with Stuart Scott. That was a lot of fun. But I also, as a fan, I just, you know, enjoy. I really like watching the NBA up close. And if you can score a ticket and sit courtside, it's definitely the place to be.
Well, we had a lady last night at the Cavs game. Cavs up 2-0 over the Magic. She got trampled on by one of the Magic hated players, one of our new big rivals, Mo Wagner, and it would appear that as he was getting up, she gave him an innocent enough little kick back out onto the court.
What a way to say it.
Sal, would you ever get into it with the players if they landed on you, especially the other team?
No.
I think he thinks that's the dumbest question he's going to be asked this week.
That's pretty high up there, though. That's good. Might not be the dumbest, but that's pretty good. You know, you're definitely in the running for the dumbest question I've gotten this week.
So you just allow
definitely
it. You're
in the running.
You just allow it to happen, Sal.
You might not get the T-shirt, but you're going to get the hat. Or one of the top stupidest questions I've gotten this week. But no, I would not get into it with any player. I wouldn't get in with anybody. Nobody. Coach, player, fan, my wife. Nobody. I don't care who it is.
Sal Palantonio joining us on the show. Well, we had to get you on record, Sal Pal. Thank you very much for that part.
I appreciate that very much, that public service. Now we got that out.
See,
of
we needed more Sal Pals at the Malice in the Palace.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have had. And his last name's Pal. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's
he's
good
not going to
get
into it with anybody.
Yeah, you're really reaching now. So I think, you know, you mentioned the 30th draft. This might actually 32nd overall. I did with two at the Philadelphia Inquirer, 30 with ESPN. I've been very proud to be the lead reporter in the field for ESPN during the draft in the NFL season now for 30 years. And I think this is the most fascinating and intriguing draft I've ever covered for a lot of different reasons.
Really?
Yes. The first and foremost, I always believe that the draft is more about the teams than the college prospects. Where are these teams? How desperate are they? What do they need? What can they actually get? And here we are. The NFL, I think, is at a crossroads in many, many levels. Number one, back-to-back Super Bowl winners in Kansas City. How are you going to dethrone Andy Reid? He just got an extension yesterday. We were texting this morning, congratulating each other on extensions. And Patrick Mahomes II. How in the world are you going to dethrone those guys? Number two, the NFL has seen a four-year steady decline in points scored per game. It's now down to 45 points per game. That's the lowest in 4 years. You have a crisis. GMs know it. Coaches know it. The NFL is concerned about it. You had 66 quarterbacks start a game last year, 68 the year before, 134 quarterbacks start a game in the last 2 years. The league is desperate for quarterbacks. They don't know how to really develop them. So, you know, we always say it takes 3 years really for a draft class to really bear fruit. Well, look at the draft class of 2021, the top of that draft class. Four out of the five quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round 3 years ago have been traded for day three picks. Only Trevor Lawrence remains with his original team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a crisis in the National Football League of points scored and quarterback availability. And when you have that and you have this particular draft where there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks overdrafted, I think this is a fascinating draft. It's intriguing to me.
Well, see, now you gave me a whole bunch of other questions that I didn't even know I was going to ask you. Sal Palantonio joining us on the show. To move forward, then, should we move back? Should guys get to wait a little bit before they start, or is that just unrealistic at this point?
It's so unrealistic, right? You answered your question, and you're absolutely right. We all know it. You know it. I know it. We're in agreement on that. It's so unrealistic. Hey, the times in which we live, people want things to happen now. They happen now in their real lives or, you know, in their fake lives on their phone. So that's one. Two, there's so much money now being poured into the league through their gambling interests, through their TV contracts. There's so much money on the line. There's so little patience in the front offices with what's going on. Look at the Justin Fields situation. I mean, the Chicago Bears blew it with Justin Fields. They had, he's a pretty good talent that needed time to develop, and they didn't put players around him to succeed. And the coaching staff really didn't help him that much. That's a perfectly good example. Another good example, San Francisco pays so much for Trey Lance, and then he gets hurt, and then they give up on him. And, you know, they get lucky with Brock Purdy. It's crazy. And, you know, look at Denver. What did the Denver Broncos trade for Zach Wilson tell us about the state of the league, the state of the Broncos, and this draft in particular? Well, one, the Broncos are lost in the weeds. The Broncos have had 79 losses in the last 7 years. They're in the top five in losses. Mm-hmm. They go through offensive coordinators and coaches. They traded Russell Wilson for Zach Wilson in a span of 12 months, which is crazy. But it also tells us that at the top of the draft, the pivot point, the New England Patriots at number three are asking for a king's ransom for teams to move up to number three to draft a quarterback. The Vikings, desperate for a quarterback. The Broncos, desperate for a quarterback. The Giants at six, all desperate for a quarterback, all talking to the Patriots, and the Patriots have said to them, basically, we want a haul of draft picks that will change the look of our franchise for the foreseeable future. We got to get back to the so-called dynasty level, and we can only do that with a haul of picks. So the Broncos have been on the phone with...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And they found out they can't get up to go get a quarterback. So they're so desperate, they trade for Zach Wilson. Now, I've been around Zach Wilson a lot. I've seen a lot of his games. You know, I only live about 60 miles from 16W from MetLife Stadium. So I go up and cover a lot of Jets games. And he's just been so poorly coached and put in such a bad position for so long. I don't know if he can be a reclamation project or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the Broncos are so desperate that they would go out and get Zach Wilson as a quote-unquote insurance policy because the Patriots are asking for so much.
Well, you know, and I go back to Zach Wilson here because it was almost like they were hell-bent on taking him no matter what. Remember, they were saying, Sal, that he was good in chaos and he was going to be their version of Mahomes. Is the greatness of Mahomes putting more pressure on these teams to find their own version of Mahomes, and is that in turn making these teams worse and putting these QBs in worse situations?
Absolutely. You are correct. That's the exact question to ask. There's no question about it. The back-to-back championships by Mahomes, three Super Bowl titles, but you have a perfect situation there for Patrick Mahomes. One, the league is about optionality. Field Yates said this yesterday on NFL Live, and we said it on our NFL draft show for the NFL matchup show, which you can get on ESPN Plus right now with Greg Cosell and Darius Butler.
Yes.
The league right now is about optionality at the quarterback position. Dual threat quarterbacks. This was the allure of Deshaun Watson. This is why you paid so much for Deshaun Watson to get him there, is because everybody thought he was going to be that guy, right? So you look at this current crop of quarterbacks. Caleb Williams has that, a little bit of it. Jaden Daniels has it a lot. So, I mean, if Washington doesn't take Jaden Daniels, I would fire everyone in the building, frankly, because Jaden Daniels he has great deep ball accuracy like Mahomes. He has a short, compact delivery like Mahomes. He makes quick decisions. The ball comes out quickly. And then if he gets in trouble, one, he doesn't leave the pocket immediately. He senses where he is in the pocket. And then if he has to leave, he's got the best speed of the top five quarterbacks. So I think the guy to get is Jaden Daniels. And if Washington takes Drake May over Jaden Daniels, the Patriots should run to the top of the draft there and just give the card to Roger Goodell and take Jaden Daniels, because to me, he's the steal of the draft at number two.
Sal Pal with us on the hotline. It seems like we've never had as many quarterback busts. We're not really learning anything more about the QBs. With that said, looks like we could get five of the top, maybe eight players drafted overall could be quarterbacks again. Are we just going to continue to go through this cycle?
Well, you would hope not. Like I said, I'll give you those numbers again. Great question that you just asked. Last year, 2022, 68 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. 68 different starting quarterbacks. NFL record. 2023, it was 66. Combined, 134 starting quarterbacks. Never happened before in the National Football League. That has to do with the impatience that you just mentioned, injury, clearly, poor play, lack of development. It's all of those things. A carousel at the offensive coordinator's position and the head coaches. And that's why, for four straight years, points scored per game has gone down to where it's the lowest it has been in half a decade.
Well, Sal, let me tell you this. This is why I'm like, well, just because they're going to get Caleb Williams, I don't think they're out of the woods, because it's like, what's going to happen with Eberflus this year if they get off to a rough start? And then you have a new coach and a new coordinator. I'm not saying it's going to be Justin Fields all over again, but, you know, they put a lot on him at USC, and a lot of it unfair, and he seemed to crack under that pressure. Like, you're kind of putting him in a bad spot again if you don't commit the entire way forward.
Yeah, you don't know how long Eberflus is going to last. You just don't. But, you know, I think Ryan Poles has a good idea of what he wants to do with the team. And the new president of the team has a good idea of what direction they want to go under the new GM. So there's that. The fact that the Minnesota Vikings literally can't line up and play right now, because who's playing quarterback for them? So you have that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to catch the Packers. Jordan Love is locked in now. And the Packers, they're just not going to catch the Packers for 2, 3, 4 years. It's going to be a while for them to do that. So, and Detroit, they won the NFC Championship game last year. So where are they really? I think going to the team that you guys follow, you know, and I always loved the Cleveland Browns. I love coming there because it's such a great fan base and it's a great city. I don't get there enough. But I think the one of the biggest off-season acquisitions of any team was Jameis Winston. Now, Jameis Winston, who I know very well, is a salt-of-the-earth guy. He's a shalom-in-the-home guy. He's a family guy. He's a faith-based guy. He is a guy that's really going to help the entire team. He's a good leader. He has ball skills. He got injured. I realize he had to move on. He was a great pickup. He was a terrific pickup. Him being in Deshaun Watson's ear, if Deshaun Watson can't listen to Jameis Winston, he won't listen to anybody. Because Jameis Winston is a guy that Deshaun Watson should be listening to 100%.
Sal, you bullish on the Browns? They made the Judy acquisition and extension. That was the huge move, along with re-signing Za'Darius Smith.
I am. I am bullish on them. I like what they did. And, you know, it's an arms race in the AFC North. Baltimore is Baltimore because they have Lamar Jackson. But they can't get over the hump because of, you know, they had coaching malfeasance in that AFC championship game. You know, and I don't use that term very often, but it was coaching malfeasance, 100%. Or else they'd be in the Super Bowl. You know, the Steelers, they're looking for a quarterback. They got two of them now. Let's see what happens. You know, and they're always going to be playing good defense. We know that. They've got talent on the defensive side of the ball that's very, very good. They're tough. And Cincinnati's got Joe Burrow and those offensive weapons. So it's an arms race, and you got to keep up. You definitely have to keep up. There's no question about it. But it all comes down to, you know, is number four going to play up to the potential and the contract and all of that? Can he lead the football team on the field? If he can do that like he once did, if he's far enough away from his troubles, if he's listening to the coaching he's getting from Stefanski, who's a very good coach, if he's listening to Jameis Winston, who I think will help him, that's what it comes down to, and they have a chance to compete.
The NFL Draft Matchup Show, NFL Matchup Show Draft Special, Greg Cosell, Darius Butler. It's hosted by Sal Palantonio. It's now on Disney+. Also airing on ESPN2 on draft day. You also said it's on ESPN+, correct?
Yeah, it's on ESPN+. Okay. I have ESPN+. It's not bad.
Me too. It isn't bad whatsoever. All right.
No, it's not bad.
I'm going to make sure I watch that. I want everybody else to watch that. We're looking forward to your coverage here. 30th draft with ESPN, 32nd overall. Sal, you're wonderful. A tremendous amount of respect. Thank you so much for the time.
This is great. You guys are fantastic. I really appreciate the time of being on your show. And please call again. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sal Palantonio on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.